Really liking everything that's going on here now, everything I'm learning. The guys, more importantly, everybody's really friendly, really helpful, and I'm learning a lot.
I know that there are guys who've been in that locker room before who've been a little bit intimidated by number 12 and getting a chance to work with them and just seeing them in the locker room. Have you had a chance to speak with them at all?
Yeah, here and there. I mean, obviously we work together, same position. He's been nothing more than supportive. But, you know, at the end of the day, I got to worry about myself. You know, I got to go out there and try to improve everything that I can in order to get an opportunity to be a part of something special. And but he's been great, very nice guy, and I look forward to working with him.
Is it good to get a lot of one-on-one coaching in this process through this rookie camp and kind of get, you know, maybe some more individual coaching as opposed to, you know, what it would be like during the regular season?
Absolutely. I mean, I feel that if I didn't have this opportunity to be a part of this mini camp, it wouldn't be beneficial for me at all. I was excited when they said I could do it. I wasn't sure with rules if I could or not, but I'm happy that I am. I'm learning a lot every day. Obviously, with CBA rules, it's a little bit difficult to get more time in than you can with your coach. But I try to put in the extra time, come early, stay late, and do everything I can to be ready for the next camp day.
Are you looking to your brother for a lot of advice at this point?
We look to each other for more of just moral support, I want to say. We never really try to tell each other how to play or what to be like, just to mentally stay positive and to know that sometimes things won't go your way. And to have a guy like that to be a support system is really beneficial to me.
You've worked with Peyton Manning in the past, and now you're with Tom Brady. Is there any similarities, differences between working with those guys?
You know, every player is different. Those guys are both arguably two of the best ever. So when you can get to work with them and talk to them a little bit, yeah, you try to pick their brain. But, you know, they're leagues beyond where I'm at. So to try to dig too deep can get confusing sometimes. So you try to go at your own pace and you do your own style. And hopefully the things that you do show towards the coaches and you get an opportunity to stick around.
And you worked with Matt Rourke out of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Now he's here. Have you had a chance to talk to him here?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He's a great guy, really competitive, very athletic. He's a guy that he's really sharp as well. So he's a guy that I think can fit in well. But just like anybody else that just came in, you know, we're already behind. And just to make up, put in the extra time, it takes a lot of work. So he's up to it. He's a great player, and he's a you know, look forward to big things out of him. But as a quarterback, my job is to get him the ball. If he's a receiver, if he's not in there, you know, I got to find the guy that's open. But it's nice having a teammate like that from college back here.
What expectations do you have for yourself heading to training camp, knowing that you're, you know, you're behind three guys who were here last year, and what realistically you can expect?
Realistically, I can't be thinking that far ahead as far as training camp. You know, right now you got to think about today, practices right now, next week, what we're going through with team drills if we have those, and then the OTAs. And then you take it week by week, step by step, because I think if you look too far ahead, you're just going to start mentally wearing yourself down. You know, you got to think of the present, a few days from now, and keep it simple.